Welcome to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, a place where you can grow in God's Word. Amen and amen. Well, hey, let's go over to Mark 11 there. Mark 11, these are our opening scriptures that we use. Mark 11, 23, we're going to go to first here. Now, I hope you got something out of last week, praise the Lord. We were teaching more out of Mark 11, 23 and the whole chapter. And I hope that you get a lot out of this week's message, praise the Lord. Mark 11, 23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." So you don't want to be a doubter, you want to be a person that believes, "but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Amen. So Jesus was talking to them about an impossible thing to be moved in their life, wasn't he? Impossible circumstances. And we've talked about this in several messages. But, you know, if you're facing something impossible, God can get you out of that situation. God can fix the situation. He uses your mouth. Amen. You got to speak some things. Amen. Start calling some things that you didn't say before. Get your body and your mind going the right direction by what you say. Amen. And be speaking the things that you need to be saying. Praise the Lord. And so God can change those circumstances for you. You know, you're changing your circumstances right now by what you're saying. Amen. If you get up and you say the right things, you're changing your circumstances. But if you're not saying the right things, you're still changing your circumstances. You're causing them to either be worse or you're making them better, praise the Lord. Amen. And we want to be making them better. Amen. We want to be fixing our circumstances, and it has to do with what you're saying. Amen. If you get up and you say this is not going to be a good day, well, you're probably not going to have a good day. That's a bad way to start your morning. Amen. I talked about before, I knew a lady every time I came into work, she would say, "Oh, this is going to be an awful day." You know, that's, and of course, you know, that didn't help our day, you know, then I'd have to sit over there and speak the right things in my day, you know, and not listen to her. And, you know, and you need to speak the right things and say, "This is going to be a good day." You know, you may not feel like it. Amen. You may get up and you don't feel like it's going to be a great day. But that's, you know, like we said, that's those are just signs, you know, those are just ailments that are going to change. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you got to be speaking it. Amen. It'll change it and cause it to go the right direction by what you say. The Bible talks about words being a rudder. Amen. And they stir your life in the way that you need them to go. And it has to do with what you're saying, dude. So we talked about, you know, so if impossible objects can be moved from your life, you know, sickness can be moved from your life. Poverty can be removed from your life. Depression can be removed from your life. Oppression can be removed from your life. You can be free. You can be whole, but it has a lot to do with what you say. Amen. Amen. And to be led by the Spirit, of course, but it's important to be in what you say. You know, I mean, you don't have nothing to be led by if you're not saying things. Amen. You need to be agreeing with God. Amen. And saying the things that need to be said, Amen. You know, and you can be whole. You can be free in every area of your life. Say amen. Amen. You can be free and whole in every area of your life. But it has a lot to do with what you're saying. Amen. Let's look at Romans, the 4th chapter there in the 17th verse. And it says, as it is written, "I have made thee a father of many nations." And we talked about that, Abraham, God calling him the father of many nations. Amen. He was calling things that be not as though they were. And he would go around and he'd see his 300 servants. You know, Abraham had a lot of servants because he's rich. Amen. And he had 300 servants, you know, and said those servants has actually won a good war for him. And they weren't even fighting men, you know, but they went out and won a war for him, you know. Amen. Because God blessed him and he had 300 servants. Amen. But, you know, the 300 servants would call him and they'd say, "Father of many nations," and they'd be speaking it and calling those things that be not as though they were with Abraham. And he says, "Before whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were." That's Romans 4:17, the King James Version. The Romans 4:17, the Amplified, I really like this version. It says, "As is written in the scripture, I have made thee father of many nations in the sight of him in whom he believed, that is God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist." Amen. And that's what he wants for you. He wants you to be speaking those things that, and calling into being those things that do not exist. And you say, "Well, really? He wants me to be doing that?" Yeah, that's why Jesus taught on moving impossible objects. That's how you move impossible objects, with your mouth and by calling those things that be not as though they were. If you're saying for a mountain to move, that's something that be not as though it were. Amen. That mountain's not moving normally. Amen. But it is if you're speaking it and you're calling it. Amen. Your situation, you need to call those things that be not as though they were. So we've been talking about that for about 3 or 4 messages there. Now today we're going to talk about the benefits of confession, not just about, you know, calling those things that be not as though they were, but we're going to talk about other benefits that you get from confession. You know, there's several benefits that you get from confession. I'm just going to hit a few, but you know, you can have other things. There's other things that are helpful about confession, not just calling those things that be not as though they were. Amen. And one of the first things that we're going to talk about is that confession helps build your faith. Amen. It helps build your faith. You say, how is that? Well, you know, it does. And I'll show you Romans. Let's go to the 10th chapter real quick. Romans 10. In Romans 10, it says it like this. In the 17th verse, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Did he say hearing once? No. He said hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you're speaking it, and you're calling those things, and you're calling those things. Just say, for example, you're saying, I'm the healed of the Lord. Well, you're building your faith. Amen. You're causing your faith to grow as you say, I'm the healed of the Lord. You say, well, how's that? Well, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and it's coming out of your mouth, and you're causing your faith to grow. Amen. And Romans 10:17, the New International Version, says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Amen. And that's the word about Christ. Amen. So we receive faith by hearing. Amen. You can be speaking those things every day. Say, I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. I'm the healed of the Lord. I always triumph through Christ Jesus. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the top and not the bottom. You're building your faith. Amen. Causing your faith to grow. So when you're speaking the word and you're building your faith, the key to a successful Christian is by speaking the word of God and feeding your faith. Amen. A fish needs water, right? Right. Yeah, a fish don't, you know, it don't survive outside of water. It dries up and it dies. I don't know if you've ever went across a beach. I went across a beach several times, and you'll see fish all outside there laying dead. You know, well, they got outside the water, you know, and they don't survive outside the water. You know, Christians don't survive outside the word of God. Amen. You've got to be around the word of God. I've listened to several ministers, and a good example of one, I was listening to Jerry Seville not too long ago, and he's talking about how he has like a whole bunch of ministers on his iPod, you know, and he had them take like all of his reel-to-reels and his audio tapes, and he had them put them onto the digital, onto his iPod. Well, he has tons and tons of messages on his iPod. I heard Kenneth Copeland talking about that, and they put them on there, and so they listen to those messages everywhere they go. They're building their faith, and they're hearing it, and they're hearing it, and they're hearing it, and you're hearing it when you're speaking it, and when you're listening to ministers, you know. We're talking about confession, and that's why I'm trying to focus on that, but you know, you're hearing it when you're saying it, and you're building your faith as you do, as you speak it, and as you hear the word of God. Amen. Let's go over to Matthew 4 real quick. Matthew 4. My wife, she plants plants, you know, and it plants, you know, not all plants, but most plants, they have to have light. Amen. And they don't, you know, they don't function outside of light very well. You know, they start to wither and die. Well, you know, Christians don't function well outside of church where they're not hearing the word of God. They don't function well around, you know, not hearing confession where they're building their faith. Amen. And so it's important that you're in an environment where you're hearing the word of God and building your faith. Amen. That's why Christians need to be around good messages. Amen. There's some bad messages. Now, if you listen to a minister, and I'm surprised I'm even saying this, but if you're listening to a minister that's actually building fear in you all the time, you need to get around some good messages where you're hearing someone build you up. And you know, because God's going to build you up. He's a good father. Amen. He doesn't want you scared. Amen. He wants you to be, you know, bold, and he wants you to be full of peace. And the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Do those sound like fearful things? No, he wants you to be full of joy and peace and goodness. Amen. He wants you to be full of good things. Amen. And you need to make sure that you're hearing things that are building you up and feeding your spirit. Amen. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and it has to do with what you're saying. Amen. So that's another benefit of confession, is by building your faith by your confession. Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, it says, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Wow, that's powerful. He's talking to Satan, wasn't he? This is when he was being tempted by Satan. This is Jesus talking to the enemy. And he tells the enemy, you know, that food is not my only source. Amen. He says, my source is the word of God. Amen. And, you know, we need food. And we need to, you know, you can look at me and tell I've got plenty of food, you know, but we need food. And we need to make sure that we're feeding our body. Another way we need to feed our body, but our spirit needs to be fed as well. Amen. And faith is being built when you're confessing. Amen. You're feeding your spirit words that proceed out of the word of God. When you're saying what God has to say, you're building your spirit. You're feeding faith to your spirit. Amen. So it's important that we feed our spirits. And that's one of the benefits of confession. Another benefit to confession is also renewing our mind. Amen. When you're confessing the word of God, you're renewing your mind. Let's look at Romans, this 12th chapter and the 2nd verse real quick. Romans 12. Amen. You say, well, man, I don't know much about renewing your mind. Well, I'm about to talk to you about it. Amen. It's about renewing your mind, but by confession. Amen. So when you're confessing, things are coming out. You're speaking the scripture and you're renewing your mind. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. Notice what he says there, that you may prove what is good. So, you know, when you're renewing your mind, you're renewing your mind to good things. Amen. Not bad things. You're renewing your mind to good things. Amen. I like Oral Roberts. He said, God is a good God and the devil's a bad devil. Amen. But God is good, isn't he? And you need to be renewing your mind to good things. Amen. There's lots of bad things you can be renewing your mind to right now in the world, but you need to keep bringing yourself back to good things. Amen. There's lots of good things in the word of God that you need to be feeding on. Romans 12:2 in the Amplified says it like this. It says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its eternal superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. I like that. So that you may prove for yourselves what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in the sight for you, in his sight for you. So you notice there, he wants us to renew our minds to our new attitudes and our new ideals. Amen. Of God's ideals and his attitudes. Amen. We're supposed to be thinking like he thinks. Amen. And we start thinking like he thinks by when we're confessing. We get up in the morning and we say, hey, I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Well, that's how he looks at you. Amen. I'm the healed of the Lord. That's how he looks at you. Amen. And you're renewing your mind to it. Amen. Keeping yourself renewed. In the Greek, the word renew means to make new again. Think about that. You're going to make your mind new again to what you're supposed to be thinking. Amen. And the right attitudes and the right ideals. Amen. And it also means to renovate. It means renovation, to renew, restore, refresh, rejuvenate. Amen. That's what you're supposed to be doing with your mind, and that's what you're doing when you're speaking the word of God. Now, I'm not taking away from the fact that you need to read your Bible all the time, but it's important that you're confessing. And when you're confessing, this is another benefit, is renewing your mind. Amen. It refreshes your mind. Recently, I was down helping my son with his computer, and I'd click on the button refresh. Amen. Trying to take it back to the original state. Amen. Refresh to the page that I need it to be on, you know, back to the original page. Amen. And that's what you need to do with your mind. You need to hit refresh once in a while and put it back on the original page of what it needs to be. Amen. What is the original page that it needs to be? Well, I'm the healed of the Lord. Amen. I'm prosperous. Amen. I can do all things through Christ. I always triumph through Christ Jesus. I never lose because I always triumph through Christ Jesus. Amen. That's refreshing your mind. Amen. I tell you, start refreshing your mind like that, you'll get rejuvenated. Amen. And you'll get refreshed, as the Bible talks about what renew means there. I remember when I work on my guitars, you know, I have several guitars. I've talked about, you know, I've gotten blessed with many guitars. But I like to get a guitar to use sometimes because I like to renew them, you know. I like to work on them. It's fun to me. And I'll take a guitar and I'll, sometimes it has little cracks in the paint. And I'll take a nice clear coat and I'll fix the cracks in the guitar, you know. And if it's missing little parts, I like to order those little parts, you know, and put those parts in. And by the time I get done, it's renewed. Nice looking. I could sell it for a whole lot more if I wanted to, but I like to renew guitars, you know. I like to put them together. I've done this with several guitars, you know, and I've had plans to do it with different ones, you know, but it has to do with me seeing it, you know, and it being renewed. Amen. And I like to renew it that way. I like it to look like it's new, you know, when I get done with it. And I do that with several guitars. You know, I got one recently. It was a red guitar, beautiful, beautiful red guitar. And it had a few tiny little cracks in it. So I'm planning on putting a little bit of red paint there in each crack. And by the time I get done with it, it looks brand new, you know. And then I'll put new strings on it and make it look all shiny, shiny up the guitar, get my shimmy out. And I like to make it look all shiny, you know, I like to renew it, you know, so it looks nice. Amen. And that's what we need to do with our minds. I remember one time I was working in this a sales job, and I had this, now this was years ago, we were selling TVs, and they had those big consoles, you know. And the TVs were in there, and a lot of times they'd buy them off the showroom floor, and they'd be on a console, you know, and they'd pull it out of the console, would get scratched up the consoles and stuff that they were in a lot of times, these big, nice wooden consoles. And, you know, and we were wanting to sell those consoles, you know, off the floor a lot of times. So what I did when I had time, because I had some downtime, I'd take a little marker and I'd fill in the little, you know, places where the paint had been chipped. And if it was brown, I'd use a brown marker and I'd fill in those little cracks where the paint had been chipped. Well, at the time I got done with the really worst one, it looked almost brand new. I mean, it was really bad looking, but I took the time with a marker and I made it, filled in all those little spots. And by the time I got done, it looked brand new. It looked like a new one. And I mean, people come by. And I sold that thing off the floor, praise the Lord, you know. And, you know, and it looked horrible before, you know, I'd worked on it and filled in the cracks and renewed it. You know, it looked really bad. But by the time I got done, boy, it looked nice. Amen. And some of you may not look so good right now, you know. You may be having some challenges right now. If you'll take the time and just let God renew you, you know, and help him refresh you by your confession, you start saying, hey, I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. I always triumph through Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm forgiven. Amen. I'm a forgiven vessel because Jesus has paid the price through his blood. Amen. I'm a head, not the tail. I'm the top and not the bottom. I'm a winner. Amen. You need to be saying those things and renewing your mind, and you'll start looking good. Amen. See, I like what Keith Moore used to say in one of my classes at Rhema. He'd come in and say, I'm sharp, smooth, good looking, and a major blessing. You know, and you need to say things like that, you know, build up your confidence in each day, you know, say, hey, I'm made in God's image. I'm good looking. Amen. Amen. You need to say the things that you need to say each day. Amen. And, you know, you'll start getting a lot different results than what you've been getting. Praise the Lord. If you'll say the right things. Amen. And so that's what we do. We renew by our confession. Amen. When you're speaking the right things, you renew. Let's look over to 2 Corinthians real quick, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. And it says here in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I like that. You know, we renew our inner man day by day. Now, I know so he says day by day. He didn't say, you know, you miss a day. You need to do it every day. You need to renew your mind every day. Amen. Now, I know there's circumstances when you hit the ground running. I've done that several times. You just get up and you take off, you know. But, you know, you take some time, you know, as soon as you can, start renewing your mind, start speaking. You know, that's what's great about confession. You can do that anywhere. You can renew your mind anywhere. And, you know, you might have a list of confessions that you can just say while you're driving, while you're going somewhere, praise the Lord. Amen. Start saying the things you need to be saying and confessing the things you need to be saying about your life. Amen. Say, hi, I'm favored of God. Amen. And favor's opening doors for me that man cannot shut. A blessing today, praise the Lord. Favor's working out all my situations today, praise the Lord. Well, you know, you start speaking the right things, you know, as you're going from where you're going. 2 Corinthians 4:16, the Passion Translation says, so no wonder we don't give up. I love that. Isn't that a great way to start out? It says, so no wonder we don't give up. I love that. For even though our outward man gradually wears out, our inner man being is renewed every single day. That's the passage translation. He says, so no wonder we don't give up. It's because we're renewing. Amen. Every day, that's why we don't give up. That makes you, tells you right off the bat, why do people give up? It's because they're not renewing every day. Amen. They're not keeping themselves close to the Word of God every day. They're not confessing it every day. Amen. You say, well, man, that person gave up. Well, you know, start looking at what they did with their life and how they got into that position. You'll find out. You know, they weren't confessing it every day because their mind would have been on that and not about, you know, quitting every minute. Amen. They wouldn't have gave up so easily if they were confessing it every day. Remember when God was talking to Joshua, he said, meditate day and night. He didn't say, you know, skip a week. He said, meditate day and night. So if you want to be prosperous and you want to fulfill your purpose, you got to meditate day and night. Amen. And this is what you got to do with your confession here. You need to make sure that you're renewing your mind and confessing it every day and keeping your thoughts on God's word. Amen. It just keeps your thoughts on his word when you're confessing. Amen. And you're speaking the right things. You know, you're calling those things that be not as though they were, but you're also renewing your mind. Amen. Bringing it back to that place that it needs to be. I love that. And the third thing we're going to talk about here in confession also creates pictures on the inside of you. Amen. Now, we could go all over the Word of God about this, but we're going to just look at a couple of scriptures here. For the confession creates pictures on the inside of you. I was looking at some picture scriptures today, and I thought Proverbs 25:11 was really good. If you don't have this written down, you might want to write it down in Proverbs 25:11. It says in Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. Isn't that good? Think about that. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. When you read this, you can see that God's word can create a glorious picture for you on the inside when you may not have a picture at all. Think about that. You know, he said on the pictures there were silver, but there was nothing on that picture of silver. But when you got a word, you have a glorious picture. Amen. You have something on the picture. You know, and when you're speaking things, you're creating pictures on the inside of you. You're causing glorious things to happen on the inside of you. Wonderful pictures and wonderful things are happening on the inside of you when you're speaking God's word. Now, this is how people get themselves in trouble even. You know, they're speaking the wrong things and creating the wrong pictures, and they're not glorious pictures on the inside of them, you know. But you can have glorious pictures on the inside of you if you're speaking the right things and you're speaking the things that God would have you to speak. Amen. You're agreeing with God. Amen. And he's wanting those wonderful things to come out. He's wanting things to come out of you. Amen. He wants you to be fruitful. Amen. He wants every one of us to be fruitful. And it's important that we're speaking those things and creating those pictures on the inside of you. If I said today, dog or brown dog, you would see that picture of a brown dog. Amen. If I said cat or I said blue cat, you'd see a picture of a blue cat. Amen. It's interesting how words create pictures. Amen. And God created you that way, that words would create pictures. He create those pictures so that you can fulfill your purpose. Amen. Let's look over Genesis 11 real quick and we'll close on this. Genesis 11. I'll give you just a minute to get there. Get me a drink here. Genesis 11, in the first verse, this is a very, very interesting story. If you have a chance, you should look over it, meditate it, look at it, but it's a powerful story. Genesis 11, it says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly, that they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. Wow, you talk about a building. He said they want this building to reach unto heaven. Wow, powerful. And he said, let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have one language, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. But notice what they did here. They said they spoke it, didn't they? Interesting what they said. They said to one another, let us go and let us make brick and let us burn them thoroughly and let us have the brick for stone and slime have the mortar and let us build this tower to heaven. They spoke it into existence. And the Bible says it caused an image on the inside of them. They imagined some things. And you know, when you start speaking things, you start imagining things. Amen. You know, you say today, well, hey, I'm the righteousness in God. Well, you'll start seeing yourself as the righteousness in God. Amen. You start saying things like, hey, I'm forgiven and I'm free today. Well, you'll start seeing yourself forgiven and free today. Amen. You don't have to be bound today. You can start speaking those things and you'll start seeing those things. Amen. But it has to do with what you're saying. Amen. That's another benefit of confession. You start developing the picture on the inside. You say, well, I'm the healed of the Lord. Well, you start seeing yourself as the healed of the Lord. Now, when you get up, you may not feel like it. Like I said, you know, and not every day do you get up and you feel like it, but you start seeing that picture. Amen. You're working on that picture every day. Remember, we're talking about Abraham, how the servants would call him father of many nations. Well, that's creating a picture on the inside of him. And these people, they had a picture on the inside of them of building this tower all the way to heaven. Amen. It's interesting what happens, though. He confounds their language so that they can't talk to each other. Why? Well, because if you're speaking it, you could get to heaven. Amen. By building a building all the way to heaven. Amen. You know, so he confounds their language. And that's what the enemy does to everybody, you know, that's speaking things every day and they're calling those things that be not as though they were. He wants you to change your language. He wants to get your language off. You know, that's how the enemy does it. He saw how God did it. And now he tries to do that with Christians today. You know, he likes to get them to not say the right things. And he likes to get you where you're not building the right direction. And you're not in unity. You know, the Bible talks about several times when you look at the New Testament, how Paul would say of all the Christians to have one mind and being of one accord. Why? Because he knew if all the Christians were of one mind and of one accord, we could get all the things done for Jesus and take in that harvest and go to heaven, praise the Lord. And the return of Jesus would be soon to come, praise the Lord, because everybody's thinking right and everybody's going the right direction, amen. But it has a lot to do with our confession. It creates the image on the inside of us, helps us to see the right picture. And that's what the enemy does. He likes to try to stop that picture. He likes to change your language, you know. He doesn't want you to say you're the healed of the Lord every day because he knows you'll get it because you'll see that picture. Amen. He doesn't want you to say, hey, I'm prosperous. No, because he doesn't want you to have that picture on the inside of it. He wants to confound your language. Amen. That same day you're saying you're prosperous, he'll throw 50 bills at you usually, you know. You know, or he'll try to do something to make you feel like you're not prosperous, but he doesn't have anything to do with what you see. Faith has nothing to do with what you see. It has to do with what we believe. Amen. Faith has to do with what we believe and what we're firmly persuaded of. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We walk by our faith. Amen. And that's what we walk by. We don't walk by what we're seeing. Amen. And that's how the enemy likes to confound us. He likes to change your language. He's doing everything he can to change your language today. He wants you to say certain things because if he can get you to say it, then you'll get the wrong picture. Amen. He wants the wrong picture on the inside of you so you don't develop your dreams and don't develop your goals. Amen. So it's important that you keep your confession and keep speaking and seeing the right picture. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and we thank you for your mercy today. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful words today, Father, and how we get to confess those every day. And Father, Lord, if there's someone struggling today, Father, just having challenges today, Father, I ask that you help them to be encouraged, Father. Help them to know that you're there with them, Father, and you're helping them to come through their challenges right now, Father. And Father, we just thank you that you never leave us, you never forsake us, and you're always with us, praise the Lord. And we just ask that you help them to be encouraged today, right now, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask, Lord, if there's some people today that are working on their confession, help them to be strengthened into that today, Father. Help them to be established in it today, and help them, Lord, to be confessing what they need to confess today and developing the picture that they need to see of themselves today and the picture of what they're going for today. And Father, we just ask for it in Jesus' name, and we just thank you, Father, for it in advance. And if there's someone here that's not saved, we want to pray for you. We're here for you too, praise the Lord. And it's important that you get yourself into the kingdom of God. Amen. Because God wants to, he wants to spend eternity with you. And it's important that you meet your maker and you get to spend time with your father, because he loves you and created you in his image, praise the Lord. So if you want to be saved, all you got to do is believe what the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10. Says, if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And so all you got to do is just pray this with me right now. We're going to pray it together. Father, I just confess the Lord Jesus is Lord of my life. And Father, I just believe that you've raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart now. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed that, you are saved. Amen. You don't have to look around and or sit there and search for him any longer. He's in your heart. He's there and you are saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we'd just like to welcome you to the family of God. You're welcome to email me at jeremiahsministries@yahoo.com. Let us know so we can be a blessing to you. We love you, every one of you. God bless you. I hope that you have a wonderful day. If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.